It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Some of us are getting back to work on this day after a holiday. Others return over the weekend or get to wait till Monday. But not everybody has an easy time getting to work. One nationwide program offers low-income workers affordable loans that can put them behind the wheel of a decent car and on the road to economic stability. NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
When Jacqueline Moore travels down memory lane, it's always in a used car.
The first one I think was an Escort, and then the second one was a Toyota Corolla.
You're leaving out the most important information. What color were they?
For some reason, all of them mainly red.
At 43, Moore's never had a brand new car. She's flipped burgers at Hardee's and helped out at a school for the disabled. For the last 5 years, she's had a job scrubbing floors and cleaning offices at a nuclear power plant. But it's not easy making her 10-mile commute from her home in Madison Heights, Virginia, to Lynchburg. Her 1993 Pontiac needs about $2,000 worth of repairs. There's no way she can come up with that much. She says it feels like she's working just to keep rickety old cars running.
I'd fix one thing and then something else would break down. And then I did get to one, I was like, Lord, I need another car, because by the time I keep piecing this together, I could have been and either bought one or found something that's in better running condition.
But for Moore and her 11-year-old son, LaShawd, Christmas came a little early this year in the form of a more reliable used car.
It is a 99 Ford Taurus, white, automatic, and it's nice and roomy for me and my son.
Moore's two sisters told her about the Ways to Work program. It provides car loans for low-income working parents who can't get a loan on their own.
This is not a handout. This is a hand up.
Peter Goldberg is president and CEO of the Alliance for Children and Families. That nonprofit group oversees Ways to Work.
If you currently have a used car, that day in and day out, you don't know if it's going to start in the morning. You don't know if that car is going to last another week. What do you do? Where is your safety net?
92% of the program's clients are female. Two-thirds are single. 60% are African-American. All of them are parents, and they all have jobs. The biggest loans are for $4,000 at a maximum rate of 8%. Jacqueline Moore got $2,900 and $131 monthly payments. Before she picks up her car, Moore has some paperwork to finish. That means a trip to the bank. Lisa Paxton is a loan assistant for American National Bank and Trust in Lynchburg.
Come on in here. This is Ms. Lisa.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Lisa.
This is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Paxton goes over the details.
The back of this note is going to go over your grace period, the interest rate, your payment rebates, anything like that.
Okay.
Moore knows the routine. Last year, she got a loan for a house through the USDA's Rural Development Program. She knows it'll be tight, covering a $522 mortgage payment and a car payment. Ways to Work provided her with financial counseling and debt consolidation. It also helped her create a budget. Some policymakers think these kinds of programs may be throwing good money after bad by sinking low-income working families deeper into debt. But over and over, research shows that the two major barriers to employment for poor families are lack of child care and transportation. With cashier's check in hand, Moore and Ways to Work program director Mary Winston Deacon head over to Thomas Auto Works. They're picking up her white four-door sedan.
Okay, now we're here.
Yes.
No more red cars for her. As they pull onto the lot, Moore's smile gleams as brightly as her new car.
Now where is it? Right there.
Right there.
That's it.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, he just shined it up. Oh.
It's got 107,000 miles on it, but Moore says it's just perfect. Good tires, comfortable seats, and an engine that starts up every time you turn the key.
Ooh, I can hardly tell that it started. Now I got to get used to the quietness.
Rachel Jones, NPR News.